You're listening to Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio News. Joining us for a conversation this morning is William Vontagen. He's a filmmaker, actor, and Boise native. Vontagen directed and starred in his 2015 film Almosting It, which was shot around the City of Trees and got praise from critics. These days, he's not a full-time resident of Idaho, but he's back in town to share some of his film industry knowledge. Well, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks.
So you are a Boise native. This is not home currently, but I'm wondering what it was like for you growing up here, and how exactly does one catch the movie bug growing up in Idaho?
Sure, yeah. Born and raised in Boise, Boise High graduate. I loved growing up here. I grew up in the North End. So when I was at North Junior High School, there was a video production class that I got in on, and I spent a lot of years just sort of dinking around with video cameras and learned basics of editing through that, never really taking it super seriously. But then after high school, I thought, well, maybe this is something I should sort of look closer into. For my German class final, we had the option of either writing a little book or shooting a video that sort of incorporated all of our different lessons throughout the different units of that year in German. So I shot my first short film, like actual short production film for that class. And that's sort of, I think, what really made me catch the bug.
Now, when you go back and revisit that, are you pleased with it looking back?
I am. It's still fun to look at.
Still holds up?
Holds up and fun to look at are two different things, but, you know.
So you got the bug in school, and obviously it stuck with you. You've gone into filmmaking. How do you think those early years in the Treasure Valley have shaped you as a filmmaker?
I really got my start working at KTVB here as a photographer and editor. Through an internship with Wide Eye Productions here in town, I sort of really got to learn the basics of professional video production and then applied at the news station, got on. I was Larry Gebert's guy in the morning. I stayed in news through college, and I sort of had this fantasy that it would one day translate into production, but they're two very different things. So after I graduated college, I went back to Germany for a year and did some work in the mountains there and then produced another short film.
You mentioned Germany a couple of times now. What is the connection there? You said you went back to it, or do you have family ties there, or what's that?
I was an exchange student in high school. So 17, I spent a year there living with a host family in a region called the Harz Mountains. It's sort of central Germany. And I loved it, and I was desperate to get back. And while I was in college, I tried to get a Fulbright fellowship to go do some more studies there. I didn't receive the fellowship, but after the whole year and a half of planning and applying, I thought it'd be dumb not to just do it anyway. So after college, I went back and sort of fulfilled what I'd hoped to do within that project and fell even further in love.
You act, you direct and act in the same movie.
Yes.
So what do you prefer? Where's your love and your passion in the realms of filmmaking?
Well, my most current film, which I'm finishing up right now, called Heritance, I am not in it, but I did the camera work for it. And I will say I did really miss the acting, and so I think going into the third project and in the future I'll continue to act within my own projects. It's just a lot of fun to sort of have that additional piece of control. I've never acted in anything that I didn't produce myself, so I'm not exactly sure how that would look.
Would you want to pursue acting independently of your own productions?
If it became an option, absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to explore that.
So you do a lot of writing as well?
Yes.
How do you feel about that? I mean, what's that creative process like?
So I'm actually an English major. I studied creative writing. I always wanted to direct, but I'd heard that if you really want to do that, you need to know how to tell a story and how to write. I really enjoy it. Sometimes it's a struggle to force myself to sit down and do it. And I think it's probably one of my weaker areas, but I'm learning a lot and I'm getting a lot better at it.
Well, as you said, you're an English major. It's all about writing. Storytelling is the basis of film and really what all of us do, even in radio. That is really why you are here back in Boise to be participating in the Boise State Public Culture Initiative. Tell us a little bit about what that is and what you're going to be doing for that program.
Sure. The public initiative is they've got various professionals coming in and working with the students. BSU has launched a new film program, which is super exciting. And so they're bringing in professionals to come in and sort of share their experiences and their information and hopefully help inspire these students. I will be coming into a few different classes, a screenwriting class, production class. I'll be speaking a little bit about film financing and financing arts. And then we're going to be doing a public event on November 6th at BSU, where I'll be doing sort of a Q&A interview.
Well, I mean, as somebody that is a professional and successful filmmaker, what would you say to your younger self at Boise High right now?
You only ever hear the stats of the people that don't make it, and it's all about who you know and yada, yada, yada. And I think that you really just got to focus on ignoring that and just know that if it's something you want to do, just go do it.
Well, thanks so much for coming by and chatting with us this morning. William Vontagen is a filmmaker and actor. In addition to working with students for Boise State's Public Culture Initiative, he'll be at a public event Tuesday night at 7 o'clock focused on movies and storytelling. It'll be in the Student Union Building on the BSU campus.